le interviste di Media Enough.
Lo chiamano Cheshire Cat, dal nome originale dello stregato di Alice nel Paese delle Meraviglie, ed è un effetto quantistico fra i più sbalorditivi, la separazione spaziale fra una particella e le sue proprietà. Nel racconto di Lewis Carroll la particella è appunto lo stregato e la proprietà è rappresentata dal suo perturbante ghigno che continua a brillare nell'oscurità anche quando il proprietario se n'è già andato, lasciando Alice riflettere perplessa sul fatto che le è capitato spesso di vedere un gatto senza sorriso, ma un sorriso senza gatto mai. Ebbene, mettete un neutrone e il suo spin al posto rispettivamente dello stregato e del suo sorriso e avrete una rappresentazione non troppo distante dalla realtà dell'esperimento firmato da Tobias Denkmeyer e colleghi descritto nelle pagine dell'ultimo numero di Nature Communication, studio anticipato nemmeno un anno fa da un esperimento simile condotto da due fra i più grandi fisici quantistici contemporanei, l'israeliano Yair Aharonov e Sandu Popescu. Ed è proprio il professor Popescu dell'Università di Bristol che abbiamo raggiunto al telefono per capire un po' meglio questo fenomeno e quali sono le novità rispetto all'esperimento del 2013.
What are the main differences between your experiment and this new one?
There are a number of differences. First of all, we illustrated our idea in an optical scenario where the basic particles that play a role are photons, that is particle of light. While in the present experiment, the Vienna group is using neutrons, which are completely different particles. Also, the way in which a property was separated is different in the two experiments. There are technical details that I don't think I would like to bother you with them. But basically they are illustrating the same concept.
Photons and polarization in your case, neutrons and their spin in this one. What will be the next step, in your opinion?
Well, I really don't know what the next step is. I'm a theoretician, so I think quite abstractly. While experimentalists always find a way to surprise me. In fact, I would have never guessed that the experiment will be done with neutrons, let alone so quickly. I would imagine that photons, but using different other methods than the one we illustrated, might come next. When... Another possibility would be with electrons in electron interferometers. But again, I have no guess. Experimentalists are far too good.
That separation between objects and their properties seems to us a very abstract issue. Could it have maybe in the future some kind of a practical application, in your opinion?
Oh, yes. We hope very much so. So, for example, suppose that you would like to make a test using, let's say, neutrons, to use neutrons in order to test some material. You shine the neutrons through it. You see how they come out, and like this you learn about a material. But perhaps the spin or the magnetic field of the neutrons disturbs things too much. So then you would like to send the particle, but not its magnetic field in that region. And like this, perhaps one can obtain a much better measuring device. And whenever we need to test or to measure really intricate properties of matter, then getting a much better way to do so will have tremendous value.
Coming back to theory, you were talking about different techniques, but the idea of weak measurements and post-selection, is the base or can it change as well?
Well, I think that the idea of weak measurements and post-selection that was introduced by Yair Aharonov in mid-80s, is probably one of the most important ideas in quantum mechanics after the discovery of the basic laws of quantum mechanics. And the reason is that it really relates to one of the basic aspects of quantum mechanics. Let's think first of all classically. Suppose that I know precisely where a particle is, what its velocity is, and what are all the forces that act on it. Then I can immediately compute where it will be in the future. And I don't need to make a supplementary measurement in the future because I know precisely what the result will be. On the other hand, in quantum mechanics, even if I know the state at time t0, at the initial time, and I know all the forces and all that happens to the particle, but at a later moment I perform a measurement, I don't know what the result of that measurement is. I know the probabilities that different outcomes will emerge, but I cannot tell you which outcome will actually happen for this particular particle. So it means that doing an experiment later in time, you learn new information about that particle that you could not have had, even in principle, at the initial time. So this allows me now to say I'm only interested in particles that started in this state at the initial time and that gave the particular final answer that I'm interested, not other answers. That is post-selection. And then for the time in between these two measurements, I see all kinds of very interesting effects. In some sense, you may say that the future also influences the past. That is, the measurement that is done finally also has an implication for what happened in the intermediate time. So due to all of this, I think that the idea of post-selection and weak measurements, which are the technique to investigate this time in between, is very important.
Finally, you usually say when we talk about quantum physics, that for instance, you cannot measure both velocity and the momentum of an electron or a particle, let's say. In this way,
yes,
separating object and property, can we improve this kind of...
No, I don't think that we can improve that particular example that you mentioned, because there the limitation is due to basic laws of nature. However, there are many other cases where you would like to use a test particle, but this test particle does some supplementary damage, not only the one that is required by the laws of nature, but some additional one. You would like to get rid of that additional one. And our effect may help in that.
Professor Popescu, thank you very much for having been with us today.
Well, thank you. It was my pleasure.
Media Enough. Il notiziario online dell'Istituto Nazionale di Astrofisica.